gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
All right. Hello and big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. You share the day with Billy Dee Williams. Turns 83 today, Allison Mark.
Wait a minute.
Off.
There it is.
He's 83.
You want my arm to fall off?
Okay. Cold 45.
You know? I'm 80 years old.
Works every time.
Shout out to all of the, what are you, Aries? They're celebrating
Aries.
Right now. We got
Come on, Coca. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
I know Gemini is in May and June, right, Mark?
Yeah, well, that's right. Right. That's not, we're not in Gemini.
Right. I don't know all the other stuff, but Aries. Okay, happy birthday to all the Aries celebrating. And you know, with this coronavirus, COVID-19, it's not stopping people from continuing to celebrate and begin new chapters in their life. And Jeannie Mae, you know her from The Real. She is now officially engaged to Young Jeezy.
Okay. Yeah, she looks so happy.
Jeezy originally said he was going to propose to her on a trip to Vietnam, which is where she's from. But he instead decided to bring Vietnam to her. So he ordered a whole bunch of Vietnamese food.
He proposed
to her. It was a quarantine date night.
Pictures that they're, like a video, I don't know if that's new or not. They're in the drop top and they're singing. They are so happy. Well, she is.
She's happy.
I'm good. Good for her.
Yeah, she found love.
Good for her. She found love. All right. And you know,
she found a snowman, baby.
You know what?
People are bringing up old comments that she made, supposedly. Yeah. But let's not get into that.
Okay. Moving on, other things happening. You know, a lot of celebrities are giving back, trying to keep people entertained right now. And Mike Epps, you know, a lot of people are doing concerts and DJ parties. Well, Mike Epps recently hosted a roller skating party on Instagram.
Oh.
And if you missed his little announcement, this is what he said.
What's up, Instagrammers out there? It's your man, Mike Epps. Make sure y'all come and roll with me. We roller skating. That's right, we roller skating. If you got some skates and you got a bathroom or something like that, we roller skating. I'm DJing and roller skating.
Okay.
Make sure y'all get y'all skates, man, and come up here and roll with your Uncle Mike. We roller skating tonight.
Okay.
You can only hit two moves, three
roller
moves
skating.
In your kitchen or wherever you're going to hit them at.
Okay.
We roller skating and we rolling
roller
smooth. Get you a drink before you come in.
Okay.
It's going down.
Can you roller skate,
roller
Allison Mark?
Last time I roller skated was in the ninth grade.
Okay. No, yes.
I can. All right. Well, that's a good thing to do.
Yes.
Roller skating. Also, Tyler Perry just gave back. You know, a lot of the people who work in the hospitality industry, they're really hurting right now. And you remember the restaurant Houston's that we used to have here? We used to have one in Georgetown.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they have one in Atlanta, and Tyler Perry was recently there, and he tipped all 42 employees that were currently working $500. Total of $21,000. So that really helped them out. So that is.
I wish I had it.
You know?
If I had it, I would definitely do it. I love to hear these celebrities doing that. I love it. Good for you, Tyler.
Well, maybe we just could do $5, babe,
Or a dollar. It doesn't even. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Also, in other news, somebody's trying to do things. Janet Jackson recently was trying to do something positive to encourage people to continue social distancing and stay at home, and she got dragged. For a Nelson Mandela post. Allison, you talked about that earlier.
Yeah, so basically the post was Nelson Mandela, of course, standing inside that infamous prison cell. And so the meme was like, isolation for 27 years, no family, luxuries, just hope and a vision. We can do this, right? So she's basically using that picture and the meme to talk about what's going on with coronavirus. So some people, I guess, understood what she was saying. Other people are like, so you're trying to tell me Mandela had a choice to leave?
No.
You know, somebody else saying the injustice done to him is very different. She deleted it.
I mean,
what do you think?
She was fine. That's fine. She's trying to make a point. Leave the Jacksons alone.
Let us know what you think.
I mean, what a jerk. I mean, that's a jerk move.
See more Mark Clark's family now. Call 202-432-WHUR.